This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. For those who work in office buildings, schools, factories, or stores, this week's commemoration of Earth Day is a reminder to think about how our actions affect other natural resources. For those who work in the field, the pasture, the barn, or the tractor cab, reminders of the importance of caring for the land are all around us, every day. Taking care of the resources that allow us to raise our food, fiber, and energy, crops is just what we do. It's critical to our bottom line. It's also an essential part of our values and our heritage of connection to the land. Because we had Earth Day on the calendar this week, let's take time to recognize some of the ways farmers and ranchers work for continuous improvement and reduce their environmental impact. Farmers have voluntarily enrolled more than 25 million acres in the Conservation Reserve Program and other voluntary conservation programs to protect environmentally sensitive land and wildlife habitat. Conservation tillage and other modern farming practices have helped cut soil erosion in half since the early 1980s. From crops to meat and milk, farmers are producing more of the food we need using less land, fertilizer, and feed per unit of production. If Earth Day helps those who are not farmers remember to think more like we do, to do more with less and work to pass our land on to the next generation in as good a shape, if not better, than when we took charge of it, that's a good thing. California farmers and ranchers face a dire water situation. California Governor Jerry Brown announced mandatory water cuts for urban users, which has caused the agriculture industry to be given some negative attention. Media on the West Coast has reported agriculture uses 80% of the water and accounts for less than 2% of California's gross domestic product. But California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger explained that that is not true. We had ample water over the last 4 years, even with the drought, according to Winger. Comparing the situation to a six-year drought the state weathered between 88 and 93, we never had these types of impacts, even though we had less water, and most of this revolves around the Inflexible Endangered Species Act, according to Winger. The recent uptick in avian influenza, or bird flu, on U.S. farms is likely to continue to generate media interest. Most recently, the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed the presence of highly pathogenic H5N2 avian influenza in an additional 3 flocks in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. The affected premises have been quarantined and birds on the property will be depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Birds from the flock will not enter the food system. Avian influenza poses no immediate public health concern, and cooked poultry remains safe, wholesome, and nutritious. Concern that the Innovation Act, or H.R. 9, will discourage investment in modern agricultural tools important to rural America, the American Farm Bureau Federation and more than 24 other farmer organizations and agricultural companies urged Senate and House Judiciary Committee leaders to proceed with caution as they consider making changes to the U.S. patent system. The bill, as written, will make patent rights more difficult to enforce and make it more challenging for companies and universities to cross-license agricultural technologies. The groups wrote in a letter to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley of Iowa and Ranking Member Patrick Leahy of Vermont, as well as House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia and Ranking Member John Conyers, Jr. of Michigan. Proposed legislation expected to benefit 3 struggling Exelon nuclear plants would cost Illinois ratepayers an additional $1.6 billion on their electric bills through 2021. That's the conclusion of a study released Tuesday breaking down the costs of Exelon-backed bill, which is framed as supporting clean energy production. Critics call it a corporate bailout. The cost to the averaging consumer would be about $2 per month. New scientific findings released Tuesday link earthquakes to the energy industry's practice of injecting wastewater from oil and gas operations deep underground, adding to a growing consensus among researchers that energy development is probably causing seismic activity in Oklahoma, Texas, and other parts of the U.S. Two state lawmakers said Tuesday there is increasing optimism about an agreement protecting the Mahomet Aquifer, the water source for Champaign-Urbana residents and thousands more in central Illinois. Last week, the Illinois House approved HB 1326, sponsored by State Representative Carol Amons of Urbana, prohibiting the disposal of most manufactured gas plant waste at nearly all landfills in the state. On Thursday, the DeWitt County Board is expected to consider a deal with owners of the Clinton landfill restricting disposal of hazardous wastes there. For Jason and Mindy Koshuk, Sunday night cleanup almost always involves throwing away spoiled fruit and vegetables. They are not the only ones, and the problem is getting worse, with many people throwing away more than $1,000 a year in spoiled food. Americans threw away approximately 36 million tons of food in 2012, according to the most recent data available from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. That's up about 20% since 2000, and almost three times the amount thrown away in 1960. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.